The first 100 blood tests show concentrations of perfluoric chemicals, PFAS and PFOA, that are higher than the average Americans, but lower than concentrations found in groups exposed, like those drinking water downstream from a West Virginia DuPont factory. There was an additional PFC discovered, known as PFHXS. It was in higher concentrations than the others. Also found in firefighting foam, this contaminant has been studied even less than the other two. During a phone call with reporters, epidemiologist Ben Chan reiterated that these results are preliminary and that little is known about the health effects of any of these chemicals. Results from the first 100 blood tests were mailed to individuals on Wednesday. DHHS will issue a report after analyzing all 500 or so test results. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.